Hello, welcome to the English Now Japanese Radio and Television Station. Dear listeners, this morning, the Ministry of Planning and Investment coordinated with Kata City People's Committee to organize a consultation workshop on the planning of Kata City period 2021-2030 with a vision for 2050. Integrated planning is one of the orientations for the future development of the Hon Western Capital. Therefore, consultation with ministries, agencies, experts, and scientists is absolutely necessary to ensure feasibility. Opening the workshop, leaders of Kata City expressed the planning is implemented in accordance with the law on planning and has widely consulted in ministries, departments, localities, and the Mekong Delta region. During this meeting, the city and consulting units continued to market, listen, and absorb ideas to get more breakthrough ideas. Deputy Minister of Planning Investment Trần Quốc Phương said that it is necessary to improve the quality of planning. Therefore, the Ministry of Planning and Investment hopes that the specialized and highly specialized comments will help Kata City have more reference information to complete the draft planning and submit it to the National Appraisal Council before submitting it to the Prime Minister for approval. In the morning, the planning consulting joint venture briefed some main points of the integrated planning. In that light, some proposals for a master plan on social, economic, and environment to 2030 with the vision for 2050 will be pointed out. Accordingly, the master plan will show Kata City as a counterpoint to Ho Chi Minh City and make a difference to become an advanced and modern urban area imbued with the culture of the waterways. In terms of spatial structure, in the future, it will create more vertical corridors to develop the southern urban chain. From the direction of Châu Đốc An Giang to the route of Trần Đề Cà Mau, in terms of planning to connect nine inter-district regions, will also contribute to restructuring local administrative activities, so on and so forth. Kata City Military Headquarters today organized for Army officers and soldiers of armed forces to visit the Temple of Hung Kings in Kata City. In a solemn and respectful atmosphere, Army officers and soldiers of the armed forces engraved the works of their predecessors. Humans have a nest and a trough, like a tree with roots, like a river with a source. For generations, in the minds of every Vietnamese person, the Hung Kings have been considered the national ancestors who built the first state of Vietnam and are the common ancestors of the whole nation. That is a unique traditional value of Vietnam. Kata Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism has just held a workshop on potential and actuality of mass tourism development with the desire to promote various types of tourism in the area to develop more effectively and sustainably. Mass tourism is a type of tourism that combines meetings, intensives, and conference events. At the conference, the city's functional departments and representatives of tourism business units in the locality discussed and evaluated the advantages of mass tourism in the city over the past time, thereby proposing more necessary development orientations and solutions for the staff of tourism in order to bring tourism to take the land to develop quickly, effectively, and have new breakthroughs. This afternoon at Kata Youth Job Service Center, Kata City Youth Union and Students Union of Kata City prepared to organize 2022 Giving Strength program for exam season. Accompanied the mid-exam session, the Hon City also mobilized over 1,000 volunteers who were staffed into 26 volunteer squads, 25 car squads of Honda, and volunteers for three to pick up test takers and 10 motorcycle rescue teams. Brief news. Mitung Project Management Board has completed the handover of the third phase of ground clearance milestones for Kata Cà Mau Expressway project. From July 22nd to 5 p.m. on August 20th, students can register, adjust, and supplement their university admission requests unlimited times. The Ministry of Education and Training proposed to waive on tuition fees for secondary school students nationwide from the 2022-2023 school year. Agricultural prices on July 4, coffee and pepper remain at a high level. Vietnam will have to eliminate export tax on petroleum products in Asia with the longest schedule in 2024. That's all for the English News of the radio and television station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.